With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump Tuesday addressing the UN General Assembly, and he sharply condemned Hamas.
Those who want peace should be united with one message: release the hostages now. Just release the hostages.
And he criticized efforts by some UN member states to recognize a Palestinian state.
Unfortunately, Hamas has repeatedly rejected reasonable offers to make peace. We can't forget October 7th, can we? Now, as if to encourage continued conflict, some of this body is seeking to unilaterally recognize a Palestinian state. The rewards would be too great. For Hamas terrorists, for their atrocities, this would be a reward for these horrible atrocities.
President Trump calling off a planned meeting with Democrat leaders to discuss ways to avoid a government shutdown. More on that story from correspondent Bob Agnew.
Accusing Democrats of holding the government hostage over radical demands, the president wrote on X that he was canceling a planned sit-down with the House and Senate minority leaders this week. He wrote that Democrats in Congress seem to have totally lost their way and that, quote, they obviously have no idea what it means to put America first or to make America great again. House Democrat leader Hakeem Jeffries blasted back, Trump always chickens out. Senate Minority Leader Schumer accusing Trump of, in his words, running away from the negotiating table. Bob Agnew reporting.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has signaled a cautious approach to future interest rate cuts in sharp contrast with other Fed officials who've called for a more urgent approach. In remarks in Rhode Island, he noted there are risks to both of the Fed goals of seeking maximum employment and stable prices. This is SRN News. China launches a crackdown on clergy.
This one is taking place online. The communist government is restricting what content pastors are allowed to put up on the web, requiring that all of it be vetted first by party officials. According to the human rights group Bitter Winter, quote, in the age of digital ministry, where sermons stream and prayers ping, the regulation feels like a deliberate attempt to unplug the sacred from the social. Pastors have also been banned from evangelizing amongst youth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Missouri judge striking down a ballot summary for a pro-life amendment backed by Republican state lawmakers, stating that it presented an unfair and insufficient description to voters. Cole County Circuit Judge Daniel Green ruled the ballot summary must be rewritten, but he rejected a request by abortion advocates to block the proposed constitutional amendment from going to the voters. This is SRN News. Jaguar Land Rover says its production lines will remain halted until at least the first day of October.
The shutdown is a result of a cyber attack that hit the UK's auto industry hard. The company sent workers home from its factories in central and northwest England on August 31st. JLR is Britain's biggest car maker, employing more than 30,000 people, while its supply chain supports many more jobs. The company says it's investigating the attack and is working with law enforcement and the UK government to ensure a safe restart. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Major League Baseball's competition committee approving use of the automated ball strike system in the majors starting next year. Human umpires will still call balls and strikes, but teams can challenge two calls per game. Challenges must be made by a pitcher, a catcher, or the hitter. More details at srnnews.com.